Now, as we've been hearing, the Irish Refugee Council has described the situation where hundreds of recently arrived asylum seekers are without state-provided accommodation as a humanitarian crisis. The most recent figures show that there are 582 people in this situation. In the past few months, dozens of tents sheltering homeless asylum seekers have been pitched near the International Protection Office in central Dublin. For more, we can talk now to the Chief Executive of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson, who's in the studio. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme, Nick Henderson. What are your concerns here? Because you don't have any direct role in monitoring the living conditions of people who find themselves homeless as a result of coming here and being given protected status. So what is happening so far as you can assess at this point?
Yeah, there are 580 people who have not been offered accommodation. There is a legal responsibility on the Irish state to provide accommodation to asylum seekers who cannot support themselves. As an organisation, we've been contacted by approximately 356 people in this situation, and we've written on their behalf to government to request accommodation. 256 people of that amount still remain unaccommodated. And in our experience, from people who come to our drop-in centre, who we spend time with, people are in extremely difficult situations. People are exhausted. They are suffering from health difficulties that may have been pre-existing or have been brought on by the fact that they're rough sleeping. There's also issues around mental health. And they're also in situations where they're wondering what's going to happen to them. People don't have adequate, in our submission, don't have adequate information about their situation. And it's only through advocacy of our organisation and other organisations as well that people have been able to access approximately 3880 euro per week with which they are supposed to support themselves for 1 week.
It's just a couple of weeks ago that the High Court found the Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, was in breach of the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union by not providing food, shelter and basic facilities to asylum seekers here. So has anything changed as a result of that ruling?
No, nothing's changed. Our Law Centre brought that case. It was hugely significant. The judge, Mr. Justice Charles Meenan, found that it was unlawful not to provide accommodation. He also described the provision of information and support given to asylum seekers as completely inadequate. Nothing has changed. On Friday, matters will go back to the court where the judge will give a final determination on the two lead cases. But we also understand that there's at least 87 cases, legal cases, stacked up behind those two lead cases.
The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive have said that they don't have a role in all of this, should they?
We believe they should. We believe local authorities have a very significant role to play. This is clearly beyond a crisis now. It's more than 500 people. And we wrote to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, on the 25th of April to suggest and recommend that he direct and instruct local authorities, including the DHRE, to support people who are in this situation. And it's also notable that the judge in the legal case that we've been speaking about stated that, and made reference to European case law, stated that if accommodation facilities are overloaded, alternative steps should be taken by the minister, which may include giving financial assistance, but could also include referring people to bodies within the general public assistance system. And we interpret this to mean referring people across to mainstream homeless support services. Now, we know those services are stretched, of course, but there is a very significant role for the Department of Housing and other government departments to play here. The Department of Children, which is responsible for accommodation for asylum seekers, is clearly maxed out. It's at breaking point. And there's a very significant role for other government departments to play. And it's of note that, as RTE, I think, reported at the beginning of February, that Minister Roderick O'Gorman requested other government departments to provide accommodation. And I think no accommodation has been forthcoming.
I mean, you're not a housing charity, you're not a housing agency, so it is up to others to try to find solutions to this. But given the fact that we are in a housing and homelessness crisis, where might the solution lie?
Yeah, we believe that there's various solutions. I think there's lots of micro things, if you'd like, that can be done, giving people better information who are homeless, giving people access to supports, opening up of day services, opening up of a night service where people can rest during the night, all the way through to the much bigger recommendation recommendations around how we move away from temporary ad hoc accommodation and start building in long-term state-provided accommodation for people who are seeking
asylum here. Because this is something we're facing long-term.
Indeed, yeah, of course, yeah. And Ireland is not alone in this situation. There are other countries across the European Union that are suffering similar reception crises.
Nick Henderson from the Irish Refugee Council, thank you very much.